Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Before we start, let's talk about where you're putting your marketing dollars. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk directly to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech, getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. But are you reaching the right 1%? AI Unraveled is the single destination for senior enterprise leaders, CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who need production-ready solutions like yours. We've reserved a limited number of high-impact, mid-roll ad spots for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This isn't spray-and-pray advertising. It's a direct line to your most valuable buyers. Don't wait for your competition to claim the remaining airtime. Secure your high-impact package immediately. Email us today at info@djamgatech.com. Back to AI Unraveled.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Our mission today, well, it's pretty straightforward. We're digging into a whole stack of sources, pulling apart these bizarre, almost unbelievable contradictions in the AI world right now. Yeah. What we're seeing today, it's like this collision, you know, between just genius level engineering on one side,
right,
and then this industrial scale speculation on the other. It's wild.
It really is.
I mean, you've got these technical breakthroughs, models like 10,000 times smaller than the giants, beating them at complex tasks.
Yeah, the efficiency is mind-blowing.
But then you look at the financial pages and it feels like this crazy casino.
Mm-hmm.
The spending seems totally disconnected from, well, any business reality we know.
Exactly. And that tension, that extreme contrast, that's actually where the most important insights are hiding right now.
So what's the plan? How are we breaking this down for you listening?
We're going to distill this deep dive into basically three main areas. First, the technical ingenuity, how smart ideas are leveling the playing field. Second, the money side, those massive, maybe questionable investments driving what really looks like a spending bubble. We're talking a potential $800 billion shortfall looming.
Wow. Okay, that's huge.
And third, how AI is moving out of the cloud, into physical things, stirring up geopolitics, regulation, and even your own personal finances.
Okay, let's unpack that. Starting with theme one, that technical ingenuity. You called it the efficiency paradox.
That's right.
Because the big headline, I mean, the one that really jumps out from the sources today is Samsung's announcement, the tiny recursion bottle, TRM. This research is, it's genuinely shocking.
It is. And what's fascinating, what really makes you look twice, is the scale difference. This TRM uses just 7 million parameters.
7 million. That sounds tiny in this world.
It's minuscule. Compared to giants like Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro or DeepSeek R1, models easily 10,000 times larger. Yet the sources show this little TRM rivals them.
Rivals them how? On what kind of tasks? Because context matters here, right?
Totally. We're talking complex reasoning tasks, specifically grid-based benchmarks. Think Sudoku puzzles, mazes.
Oh, okay. Logic puzzles.
Exactly. And also problems from the ARC AGI suite. That's the abstract reasoning corpus.
Why is that one important?
Because ARC AGI tests a machine's ability to solve problems it's never seen before. It needs something like human common sense analogy, not just finding patterns it already knows. And this tiny model, it's holding its own, even winning sometimes.
Okay, so how? Mm-hmm. What's the secret sauce? Because it's clearly not just throwing more compute power at it.
No, not at all. It's a really smart architectural tweak. TRM doesn't work like a standard chatbot, generating answers token by token. That's kind of a one-shot deal.
Right, like just spitting out the first thought.
Exactly. Instead, TRM uses recursive reasoning.
Recursive reasoning. Okay, break that down. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, think about how you solve a really hard logic puzzle. You don't just write the final answer straight away, right?
No, definitely not. Lots of scribbling, erasing.
Right. You draft a solution, maybe make notes in the margin, critique your own steps, maybe erase and retry a section. Samsung basically built that process into the model.
So the little network creates its own self-improvement loop. How does that work mechanically?
Instead of just giving an answer, it drafts one and then it refines it. It can go through up to 16 cycles of self-supervision. It's like being its own editor.
16 cycles?
Yeah. And crucially, it keeps a separate internal scratchpad-like working memory where it actively critiques and improves its own logic 6 times per cycle before it updates the main answer draft.
Wow, 6 times per cycle. So it's constantly checking itself.
It's essentially making itself smarter on the fly without needing, you know, those gigantic parameter counts or massive data sets.
That is the aha moment. It completely reframes the efficiency discussion. Now, we should add the caveat, right? The sources say TRM is specialized.
Yes, definitely. It's a solver for these kinds of logic puzzles, mazes, that sort of thing. It's not a general purpose chatbot like ChatGPT.
Okay, but the code is out there.
Yep. Open source on GitHub. MIT license, which is a big deal in itself.
So what's the bigger picture here? The so what for the industry?
Well, it proves that clever architectural design, like this recursion and self-critique, can genuinely level the playing field. If you're a smaller lab, maybe one without billions for compute,
you don't have to play the scale game.
Exactly. You could focus on smart design. It might really change how AI development happens outside the few giant players.
Speaking of billions,
right?
Let's pivot, hard pivot actually, from this technical cleverness
to the financial side, which feels a bit mad right now.
Yeah. Theme two, the money paradox. Or maybe just the AI spending bubble. That's what the sources seem to be suggesting.
It certainly looks that way based on the numbers.
Okay, need to be careful here. Just report what the sources claim. But some of this financial maneuvering, it's pretty opaque, maybe even shocking. Let's start with this reported NVIDIA OpenAI loop.
Ah, yes, that one's caused a stir. The source details this, well, highly controversial report.
Saying NVIDIA agreed to give OpenAI $100
billion. $100
billion,
which OpenAI then apparently immediately uses to buy NVIDIA chips.
So the money just goes round in a circle.
It looks like a closed loop, yeah. One massive valuation basically funding the other. It suggests a market driven purely by debt and projected growth, not actual profit or revenue right now.
And the source noted kind of dryly that Wall Street is just cool with this, apparently.
Which tells you a lot about the current level of speculation, doesn't it?
It really does. Makes you wonder how long that music can keep playing. Which leads us straight to this financial cliff calculation from a Bain report cited in the material.
That's the one. And the numbers are genuinely hard to wrap your head around.
Okay, lay it on us.
Bain calculated that AI companies collectively will need something like $2 trillion in revenue by 2030 just to cover their infrastructure spending.
$2 trillion just for the chips, the data centers, the power.
Everything. But here's the kicker. Realistic projections. They suggest only $1.2 trillion in revenue by then.
Leaving. Wait, an $800 billion shortfall?
$800 billion. That's the size of the potential hole. That's the gap defining this possible bubble.
Wow. And the ROI problem seems to back this up, screaming unsustainable. I mean, look at OpenAI's own financials, according to these sources.
Right. Valued at $500 billion.
But has never made a profit. And expected to burn through $115 billion by 2029.
That's the projection. The burn rate is immense.
But hang on, it gets even starker, right? It's not just the big labs hemorrhaging cash. What about businesses actually using AI?
That's where the MIT research comes in. It found 95% of companies that invested in AI got zero return on investment.
95%. Got nothing back.
Nothing. And then there's the Harvard study.
Oh yeah, the productivity one. It's actually making workers less productive.
In some cases, yes. Because they're generating loads of, well, garbage content that humans then have to spend time fixing, fact-checking, editing.
So it creates more work sometimes. Okay, this feels familiar. Does this rhyme with anything historically?
It absolutely does. Mm. The sources draw a direct line to the 1999 telecom bust. Remember that?
Vaguely. Fiber optic cables everywhere.
Exactly. Companies borrowed billions and billions to lay all this fiber, betting demand would just explode overnight.
And it didn't. Not fast enough anyway.
Right. demand didn't keep pace with the infrastructure build-out, and many went bankrupt. We're seeing very similar dynamics now, a massive infrastructure spending, like Meta borrowing $26 billion for just one data center based on future hopes.
And what's really telling is that the leaders, the big names, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Altman, they kind of admit it?
Yeah, the sources say they acknowledge it's likely a bubble, but the competitive pressure is so intense they feel they have to keep spending like this.
So the business model is basically lose vast amounts of money now.
And hope you can charge enough later to make it all back, like that potential $2,000 a month fee for ChatGPT that's been floated.
$2,000 a month? Wow, that's a massive bet on basically achieving a monopoly later on.
It really is, betting that once they control the essential infrastructure, they can dictate prices.
Okay, let's shift gears. Theme three. AI is clearly breaking out of the digital world. It's moving into physical stuff, causing geopolitical ripples, regulatory fights.
Expanding frontier, yeah. It's not just software anymore.
Let's start with the physical side. Robotics. SoftBank's making huge moves, buying ABB Robotics for nearly $5.4 billion.
Yeah, they're going all in on what they call physical AI. They're connecting robotics to this grand vision of artificial superintelligence, which they define as AI 10,000 times smarter than humans.
10,000 times.
Yeah.
Okay. And their strategy is broad.
Very. Chips, robotics, data centers, energy, generative AI investments, that they're trying to build a whole vertical stack.
But it's not all smooth sailing on the physical side, is it? The sources suggest robotics is actually harder, slower going than the software AI.
Much harder. Growth is slower compared to generative AI. The costs are higher. The technical challenges are immense. And look no further than Tesla.
What's happening with Optimus?
Well, the reports say they actually had to halt production, or at least pause it significantly. Why? Because engineers are struggling to create human-like, dexterous hands.
The hands, specifically.
The hands. It's a perfect example. Making text or images. Relatively easy now. Making a robot hand that can replicate the fine motor skills of a human picking up delicate objects, turning dials.
That's a whole different level of complexity.
Profoundly complex. Apparently, Tesla literally has a stockpile of robots without hands. The hardware just isn't keeping up with the AI promise yet.
Okay, so robotics is tricky, but AI is moving into other physical forms, like wearables. Onto our faces.
Right. Meta and Ray-Ban's parent company, EssilorLuxottica, they're aiming to produce 10 million units of their AI smart glasses every year by 2026.
10 million a year. They clearly see these as more than just a gimmick.
They seem to view them as potential smartphone replacements, at least for quick interactions, quick information retrieval, that sort of thing.
And this push into new hardware, it's tied to a design philosophy. Joni Ive, the Apple design legend, is involved here with OpenAI.
Yeah, his vision is pretty interesting. He argues that AI can't really reach its potential if it's stuck in legacy products like phones and computers.
So we need entirely new devices.
That's his argument. He wants to create devices that heal our, quote, uncomfortable relationship with current tech, aiming to make us happy, fulfilled, peaceful, less anxious.
Wow, AI hardware is therapy.
Almost utopian, isn't it? A very ambitious design goal.
Okay, so while the hardware race heats up, the talent war is getting tangled up in geopolitics.
Definitely. There's a specific case highlighted in the sources. Researcher Yao Shunyu, he left Anthropic to go to Google.
And why was that significant?
He explicitly cited Anthropic's policy, the one barring access for researchers from what they deem adversarial nations like China, as a major factor, like 40% of his decision, he said.
40%. That shows a company's stance on geopolitics is now directly impacting its ability to hire top global talent.
Absolutely. It's a huge lever in the AI talent war now.
And wrapped around all this is regulation. What's happening there?
Well, the EU is moving forward. They're investing $1.1 billion into two strategies. Apply AI, getting it into the workforce and market faster, and AI in science.
But with guardrails.
Crucially, yes. They keep emphasizing, putting AI first also means putting safety first. So cautious integration remains their focus.
And in the U.S., it sounds like a legal fight is brewing.
A big one. It's about bundling. Google wants a federal judge to let it bundle its Gemini AI with super popular apps like Maps and YouTube.
Which the Justice Department doesn't like.
No, the DOJ proposed prohibiting that. They're worried Google will just use its existing dominance in those popular products to give Gemini an unfair advantage, basically locking out competitors before they even start.
So a classic antitrust battle, but playing out with cutting-edge AI.
Exactly. The fight is over how AI gets integrated into the products we already use every day.
Okay, let's bring this right down to the ground level. Theme 4, how does this apply immediately? AI for your wallet, both for businesses and for you personally.
Right. We're seeing companies like Square making specific moves for small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs.
What are they doing?
They're rolling out AI upgrades, things like a conversational assistant that can give really specific neighborhood-level insights to, say, a shop owner.
Trying to make AI practical for smaller players.
Exactly. And Square says their goal is to bridge that trust gap. SMBs are often wary of AI accuracy hallucinations.
Right, they can't afford mistakes.
So Square is focusing on offering, quote, hallucination-free insights and making the systems really simple, turnkey, so you don't need an AI expert on staff.
Okay, that makes sense for businesses.
Yeah.
What about personal finance? You mentioned taxes.
Yeah, this is timely. The IRS has actually released the inflation-adjusted federal income tax brackets for 2026 already.
Oh, they have, like the thresholds for the different rates?
Yep. For example, the top 37% rate for a single filer will kick in at just over $640,600. The standard deduction is going up too. These numbers are out now.
So, how does AI fit into planning for next year's taxes using this info?
This is where modern financial apps get clever. They're already using things like ML-calibrated calculators and microsimulation.
Okay, what do those terms mean? ML-calibrated. Microsimulation.
ML calibrated means the calculators are trained on machine learning models to be more accurate about future economic factors. Microsimulation. Think of it like running thousands of tiny simulated tax returns based on the new rules and predicted economic conditions.
So it's not just basic math, it's predictive.
Right. It can give you a pretty good estimate of your 2026 marginal tax rate right now, and it can help you model what-if scenarios, like what happens if I sell my RSUs in 2025 versus 2026, or should I do a Roth conversion this year or next?
Comparing the rules across the years, that actually sounds useful.
It can be very useful for planning,
Yeah.
but there's a big warning needed here.
Oh, okay. What's the catch?
Misinformation. Whenever big tax bracket news drops, you see a surge of viral tax hacks or claims about new loopholes online.
And AI can make that worse.
Absolutely. The sources specifically warn about AI-generated misinformation regarding deductions or fake loopholes. It's a known problem, especially around tax filing season. It looks convincing, but it could be totally wrong.
So, critical point. Rely on official sources for the actual rules.
Always. Go straight to the IRS newsroom for the raw data, the actual brackets and deduction amounts. Then maybe use a trusted financial calculator app that uses that verified data for planning.
What's the practical takeaway for the listener right now?
Simple and vital. Run a 2026 tax preview in a trusted calculator this week. See where you likely stand. Then adjust your W-4 withholding with your employer now before the year ends.
Going now.
Because small adjustments to your withholding over the next few months can prevent a nasty surprise or a huge refund, which is basically an interest-free loan to the government when you file your 2026 taxes in early 2027. Plan ahead.
Okay, that's solid advice. So that brings us to the end of this deep dive. And what a ride through these contrasts.
It really is a fascinating tension.
You have this collision, right, between that genuine brilliant efficiency, Samsung's tiny 7 million parameter model doing complex reasoning.
And this absolutely massive industrial scale speculative spending leading to that projected $800 billion financial hole.
With leaders admitting it's probably a bubble, but feeling forced to keep pouring money in anyway.
Exactly. They feel they have to continue, driven by competitive fear, even while acknowledging the potential for catastrophic levels of debt.
So that leaves us, and you listening, with a really provocative thought to chew on.
Yeah, what's the key takeaway question? Given this landscape, what's ultimately going to matter more for survival in the AI race over the next few years? Will it be that true genius-level technical architecture, the ability to build low-cost, hyper-efficient models that can think recursively like TRM?
Right.
Or will it simply be the sheer willingness, the corporate stomach, to tolerate and take on those absolutely catastrophic levels of debt, just hoping that future monopolies will somehow make it all worthwhile? Technical genius versus tolerance for debt, what should you be focusing on learning about next?
A really powerful question to consider, maybe while you're adjusting that 2026 tax withholding. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
We'll talk to you next time.
That's it for today's deep dive. We hope you walked away with actionable insights for your enterprise strategy. Before you go, let me remind you of the unparalleled value of this platform. AI Unraveled delivers deep, uncompromised technical insight that keeps our audience, senior enterprise leaders tuned in to the very last minute. That sustained attention is the best place for your ad. This is your opportunity for a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who sign off on high-stakes infrastructure. Stop wasting budget on general marketing noise. Secure your high-impact, premium ad campaign right here. Email us today to reserve your mid-roll package. info@djamgatech.com. Thank you for listening to AI Unraveled. We'll be back tomorrow with more.